I'm gonna tell a story now. So, in case you guys didn't know me, I am a huge comic book nerd. Thank you, Alex. Yeah. I also make a living as a writer. So last month, if you guys were here, I mentioned how jealous I was when I introduced our guest Matt Elfring, who gets paid to write about comics. I was like, oh man, I wish I could do that. And an amazing bit of synchronicity, the day after that show, I got the best email I've ever gotten offering me a paying job writing about comics.
Yeah!
Which is, you can applaud for that. So basically a dream come true. And the site I work for is an offshoot of SparkNotes, which I'm sure you guys all remember. It's aimed at geeky teen guys. Like, they've built this community around study help, and so they're trying to build a more masculine community, and I'm their comic expert. So, hey, there you go. The site is called Mind Hut, and I'm glad everyone's talking about high school, because I've never really written for a teenage audience before, and I've had to adapt my style for that. And to do that, I've kind of had to get into the heads of the guys that I'll be writing about. So I thought back, hey, what was I like in high school? But I also started to think about my boss in high school, because I know the person who hired me. A little bit of nepotism, I'll grant you that. We've been friends since my sophomore year at Marian Catholic High School in Chicago Heights. Anyone go to MCHS? What? No? Yeah. I'll go ahead and say that her name is Emily, since she's going to hear this, and I'm going to dedicate this monologue to her. So, Emily told me a few years ago that she considered herself a nerd in high school, too. And when I heard that, it blew my fucking mind. It's not that I don't believe her, but here's the thing. When we were in high school, and she knows this, so it's okay if I say this, I had the hugest crush on her. To me, she was this, like, unbelievably awesome, pretty, super cool girl that I would be lucky to talk to. She played the drums, man. Like, how fucking awesome is that? To me, she was one of the popular kids. But she didn't see herself that way at all. So I wondered, if we both considered ourselves incurably geeky in high school, why did I think there was such a huge difference in our social strata? Why was I, like, the outcast, the back hall outcast, and she was, you know, up here? Podcast listeners, this is a higher line than the one I used before. And there's a lot of potential reasons for that, but here's the one I really settled on. Emily owned her nerdiness a lot better than I did. It didn't make her some insecure, helplessly awkward social pariah like it did me. She was generally very gregarious, and she made friends easily. In contrast, though I definitely had my share of friends, I wouldn't become outgoing for, like, a decade. My problem was that I was always suspicious of people, because I knew from cultural stereotypes that as a nerd, I was supposed to be cast out by the cool kids. So anytime one spoke to me, I assumed that that was their motivation. They could have said the nicest thing in the world to me, but I would find a way, somehow, to make myself the butt of their joke. And that's an awful way to live. It's really damaging to your self-confidence, and it's also a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because if you think no one wants to like you, then nobody will. And I genuinely feel now that, although I've retained some really great friendships from high school, I probably missed out on a lot more just because I wasn't open to that many people. The truth is that I didn't want to accept that popular kids weren't always bad. Mostly they're just regular kids, and a lot of them face the same insecurities that nerdy kids do. Maybe they just handle it a little bit better. I know that's blasphemy, but I really think I might be onto something. Now, I have to recognize, of course, some of those kids are truly just fucking dicks, and they're not worth your time, and you should fucking shun them like there's no tomorrow. But I think in all things, it's better to open yourself up to whatever happens than to go through life guarded and closed off. You never know who might have ended up your best friend, or maybe even something more. So even though we were both high school geeks, I really do think that Emily was and is cooler than me, because she opened herself up. It took me a decade to learn that I should do the same. There you go. Thank you, guys. Trying to make it morose.